Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 1st, 2025. I have your host James J. here, and joining us are friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us right now. How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Great, yeah.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being able to work out the schedule with us and everything. We are able to get together, hang out, and talk a little shop. Thanks. What's happening?
Oh man, I mean, 4th of July is coming up.
Yes.
That's exciting.
We have a recap from like our recent Terry Naturally talk at our store.
Yeah.
Yep. In-person talk was really great. Big success.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And we're going to talk
sun exposure.
Mm.
If you're a little sensitive to the sun, or you just want to be protected from the sun, we've got some fun ideas for you. I don't know where we want to start.
And then we have some presentations that are coming up. Why don't jump into the 4th of July stuff and sun, because it's here. And
that's where I was going to start.
Presentations and things like that and our recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So right, 4th of July, it's loud, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's
my dog doesn't think it's fun.
No.
Yeah, dogs don't like it.
No.
So we have a wonderful product that happens to be on sale this month, 20%
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the Terry Natural brand, but it's calming formula by Terry, and it's to help with anxiety for your pets. So whether your dog gets anxious when they go to the vet,
mm-hmm.
or
like mine yesterday.
Okay, like did you give him some of that?
Yeah.
Right.
I give him some in the morning, then right before, well, like 20 minutes before we leave, I'll give him some more. And
perfect.
He really did pretty good. He had to get his I forget what it is, like for kennel cough, he had to get that re-upped,
yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And you know, he was pretty good about it.
Nice.
Last week my fur brother Sam had to have a couple shots done, and he's always mopey the rest of the day. He's always just kind of mopey, but it was good he had it done, and it was great. But you wouldn't want to have to go through that just to calm the dog.
Right.
This is much better.
This is great. Mm-hmm. It's really easy for them to take. You know, you can put it in their food or put some peanut butter on it and do it that way.
I just dunk it in peanut butter and then give it to Louie, and he's like the happiest dog ever. And it works great for like dogs that get anxious in the car.
How about thunderstorms?
Thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of jets flying over, at least in my neighborhood. You get these like, and sometimes they're those supersonic ones.
Yeah.
And Louie will still kind of bark, especially with the supersonic ones. I mean, those like all bark. they're just
Steven
like.
Steven is a dog now, everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
They get me excited, guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not alone.
Yeah.
But traveling, if you're traveling with your pet in a car or on an airplane, that's an anxious new environment. Your routine's off. It's great for pets just to help like create a rhythm, just for them to feel calm, safe. And we have this in a formula for humans, and it's fantastic for all of the things we just talked about.
It's one of our best sellers.
And
it's like good for kids.
Yes,
like,
four and up.
So, you know, actually, you know, kind of a little bit of a secret, you can buy the human one or you can buy the pet one.
Mm.
And like, I'll be like, hey, Louie, can I take some of your calming formula?
Right,
the one with a dog on the front of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, go for it, buddy. You need it
it's
today.
It's the same thing.
And so he'll share it
with
me.
That's actually really good to know.
And I'll share the Angio calm with him. He's good with it.
You guys are so nice.
The one I probably wouldn't, take from Louie's supplies is Calm Chews. These are also for dogs, also from Terry Natural, also on sale.
Mm.
And this is a newer formula. But these ones are made with, I think it's beef liver. Yeah, the beef liver.
Beef
not
liver's
my
great for you,
favorite
Steven.
Flavor.
Come on.
It's made in a human grade facility, so it's definitely up to high quality, but I wouldn't eat this one. But this has great ingredients too. It's a newer formula. Maybe a little bit easier if you've got dogs that are like a little trickier to give. These Angio calm ones are like a pill, so you cover them in peanut butter, it's fine. But these ones, you can just give them to like a treat. So,
yeah, they love it.
And we love our furry friends.
Yeah.
And it's a great note every time this year that we mention this and remind people about this. I appreciate, too, that you mentioned that there are human products for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know we have a lot of our veterans out there that struggle with this, time of year. And any opportunity to be able to help with any of these categories is great. And then there are kids, too,
that
are certainly a factor to think about with this. So
absolutely.
All great things where you can still celebrate the 4th and you can know that your friends or family or what furry friends are okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're like me, 4th of July has already started this week.
Yeah.
Because there's some neighbor somewhere blowing off fireworks every night of the week. So
it's like a
try them out a little earlier. They do have a money-back guarantee, both of these Terry Natural products. So great time to test them out. On sale, money-back guarantee. You know, have a peaceful 4th of July with your pets.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. A peaceful one.
Yeah.
Let's talk sun, but not like sunscreen. We've done that one. You guys know we have sunscreen, yep, bug spray. It's great. But we want to talk about a product called Astaxanthin, which is a, I mean, say that 12 times
I was going to say, well done on the pronunciation on
that one. It's a really cool product that protects your skin from the sun. We've had some dermatologists even say it increases the natural UV protection of your skin by times three.
Whoa.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's a good product for all of us to take, especially in the summer. But astaxanthin is full of like really good nutrients for your eyes as well, not just your skin. And it's the pink pigmentation that the flamingos will eat down. Yeah. It's like what's in the shrimp.
And that makes them pink. Yeah.
Right?
It's what their food eats that they eat that make them pink.
That makes
flamingos
them pink.
Are pink for that reason.
Because
salmon is pink because of astaxanthin.
Yep.
And it's a powerful antioxidant. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm sure there's some number in this piece of paper I'm looking at, but it's probably more powerful than, you know, blueberries or these other things we kind of rank things on. And like Katrina said, great for the summertime, great for eye health. It's also good for just overall inflammation. Like I think it's showing here, it showed CRP numbers, so C-reactive protein, that's a marker for inflammation in the body, reduced by over 20%. At the end of an 8-week trial, the placebo group levels actually increased. So, you know, this worked, you know, kind of like you'd want it to reduce inflammation. And that's an inflammation marker in your whole body. So it would help with anything that's related to inflammation, which, spoiler alert, everything is related to inflammation. All the itises are the easiest ones. Anything with itis means inflammation. So arthritis, dermatitis, et cetera. Those are all inflammation related. So astaxanthin is probably one of Katrina and I's favorite things to take in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you can take it year round for all the other benefits, but especially this time of year.
I like to switch around. I'll do astaxanthin in the summertime, and then I do like elderberry in like the fall and wintertime. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of swap a route like that.
Yeah, another great antioxidant.
Which is great for eyes and great for immune system.
Yeah.
So it's like just a different kind of way. But
Another one we've talked about in the past, which I always like to kind of bring back, is Muscle Relax.
Mm-hmm.
So the front of the bottle, it kind of sounds like, oh, that's only for muscles. Mm-hmm. But really what it's for is replenishing the calcium in the soft tissues. Mm. So we always think about calcium in our bones. That's important too, of course. This product isn't for that. This product is for the soft tissues. So there's also calcium utilized in your skin, in your muscles. So if you have muscle cramps or muscle tension, this product's great for that. But the other use that's kind of harder to explain, but also very intriguing, is in your skin when it's exposed to sun, it burns through calcium. Your sun burns through calcium, and I think it's part of the process that makes vitamin D. So if you load up on this calcium, it's a special type of calcium, calcium lactate, that's in this formula. If you load up on that before you get exposure to the sun, then your body doesn't get depleted as quickly and you don't get sunburns as easily. Cheryl Meyer, who we'll talk about in a minute here, is an educator with Terry Naturally, and she talked about how she was on a vacation in Hawaii with her grandkids. She had 3 grandkids. They all went on the same hike. They had a guide that was taking them out. So kids all with the same kind of skin, you know, from the same family. One of them doesn't like taking pills, so they took none. They were the control group, the placebo, right? The other two, one took like 2 capsules, the other one like took 4 capsules.
And Cheryl took, I think, 4 to 6.
Yeah,
so
I don't know if
like
Cheryl
that.
Went on this hike. She's like, you go for it, kids.
I'm gonna.
Maybe she took 4 and sat on the beach. You know, who knows? But maybe, you know. Anyways, so they had like 3 different, you know, 3 different kids. They came back. The one kid that took 4 had almost no real sunburn. He was like, he was good to go. He didn't have any sunburn. The second one like had a light sunburn, but no real like pain or discomfort from it. The third one, who took 0. He had like this miserable sunburn because the UV is super high and
can imagine.
In Hawaii. And I'm not sure if like they were using sunscreen or not, but either way, like the 3 of these kids kind of like had a good story for Cheryl's story.
She was like, thank you. Now I will always use this for education, kids.
Yeah.
I so appreciate it. And your sunburn, next time you know now.
So I like to have that one around. I don't use it every day. Maybe if I had a lot of muscle tension, I would. But I too, if I'm going to be out, you know, in a lot of sun, I'll take it before I go out. And it's worked well for me.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of people really like that for muscle cramps. Like, mm-hmm. I had somebody that was taking a prescription and she said it was outperforming what she had before for her leg cramps. So it's like, again, side benefits, all these wonderful things it can help with.
This one's hitting too close to home, you guys. I got to be honest with you. I've got a pain in my around my spine right now. Every time I breathe, it's just, it aches right there. Hurts right there and everything. So everything you're talking about, just going to grab them all right now. So we want to get out there in the summer. We want to do things. We want to be active. And sometimes it takes a little bit for our bodies to get ready for that and get used to that and everything. So those aches and pains can come around a little bit more. Well, I didn't do much. I didn't do hardly anything. And then you're feeling it the next day. Right. Another good reason for that.
Yep, absolutely.
And one real quick note here, and I hope the audience is picking up on this too. In the years that we've been doing this, I just keep this kind of running thing in my head. And anytime you bring up a new product or you're talking to us about something, for with your products and with these supplements we're talking about, especially when we're talking about Terry Naturally and that, we're talking about things, well, it's for this, but it also can benefit this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Whereas anytime I'm seeing a commercial on TV or something like that of a product like that, it's always, it's for this. Side effects may include. Yeah. And there's a list of a billion things there stuff. Mm-hmm. It's such an opposite world. Mm-hmm. And I know that we kind of normalize this stuff and we're taking so much in. It's hard to separate some of these things, but I really hope people can make that separation in their head. Not just in the, you know, the effects of these things and these different products and all that, but in the advantages of them and why it's such an advantage to go to natural products, why we encourage you to check these things out so much. Not only can they be beneficial for the reasons you're taking them, but adding to other parts of the body. And also the fact that you don't hear half of this show spent on side effects may include. You know, we don't have to do that. We get to save time. We get to hang out and talk and stuff. Right. We don't have to spend time on that stuff. I really want to hit that home to people as much as we can, because more and more people are looking for help, are looking for assistance and supplements and that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that enough people are really putting the time into it. You really have to think about these things. You can't just go to a store and grab something. I wouldn't even necessarily recommend that at Family Natural Foods. I would recommend you go there, see what's good for you, and ask.
Yeah,
talk to the people there.
There'll be literature pieces. There's always literature pieces.
I think it's a great reminder of, you know, and this will get into the talk that we just had at our store really nicely, but complementary medicine, mm-hmm. things that complement it. So a lot of these things are natural. A lot of them have good research, good safety profiles, and even safety profiles that have been used in conjunction with pharmaceuticals. Ideally, a lot of these would maybe be great to try before you need to move to those pharmaceuticals as prevention, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best time to use any of these things. But, you know, a lot of these could be used to kind of minimize the amount of prescriptions you need to use, mm-hmm. or to support them or to offset side effects. We have a great book at our store called The Drug Muggers. Mm-hmm. It's written by a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Wonderful book. One of my favorites at the store, just as a reference. And it talks about how certain drugs are stealing nutrients from your body. And how you need to kind of compensate for that and balance and like, you know, obtain a balance with other nutrients because of those pharmaceuticals. So, you know, if you can avoid taking the pharmaceuticals because you're healthy and you're working on prevention, that's a good first step. But also there's a lot of answers to these things if you need to. And that's kind of where Cheryl Meyer, who is at our store representing Terry Naturally, she started out her talk. She came from a nursing background, studied at a very prestigious nursing university, worked in oncology, which is cancer. And, you know, she saw it all. And she's been working with Terry Naturally for 26 years.
26 years, yep.
Yeah, longer than his current company's been around. So she's known him for a long time, worked very closely with him, probably closer than anyone else for that amount of time anyways. And she kind of said, yeah, this was my own journey. Like, I started out very conventional medicine as a nurse, and I was working with these cancer patients, and I struggled with it because I said, you know, like, they're having a hard time. There's a lot of side effects. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of challenges they're having. And sometimes these people are also falling into traps of, you know, these pseudo medicines, mm-hmm. that aren't effective. They don't have any research behind it. And then she spent the next like 45 minutes or an hour talking about how the Terry Naturally brand is based on clinically studied ingredients mm-hmm. that give you clinically studied results because they're at the right strength. And one that she started with was their newest multivitamin. And this was made with a doctor, actually, Dr. Teitelbaum, who's a wonderful guy, also worked with Terry for probably 20-some years. But him and Terry got together on this multi, and they said, hey, you know, a lot of these multivitamins, they're designed as one a day is just to cover your bases, you know, just to give you a little pinch of this, a little pinch of that. And sometimes you look at them and they throw in some vegetables and it says like 100 milligrams of, you know, broccoli and kale and this. And I'm like, 100 milligrams is nothing. Like, that's just like a pinch, maybe less even. Like, those are ingredients you don't need to have, like, throw in there just for looks. But the multi they came up with is, you know, it's like all substance, no marketing, no fads, nothing. It's all like the science. So they looked at what are the amount of nutrients you need for optimal health, not to cover, you know, oh, vitamin C, I don't want to get scurvy, so I should just take this much. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we don't want scurvy, right?
Seems but, like a good idea to
yeah.
avoid.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, we don't want to be like one of those guys on the ship that yeah. didn't get enough vitamin C and then they, you know, got scurvy. So anyways.
Causes you to go R a lot.
Right, exactly. Scurvy, yes, lots yes, of R's.
Yeah, good. So they did the research, Dr. Teitelbaum and Terry together, and they found what were the amounts you should get of these nutrients to feel your best. And this product gives you guaranteed energy. It's called energy revitalization. It's kind of hard to tell on here that this is a multivitamin, but it's a multivitamin that gives you energy because it covers all these bases. There's no caffeine, there's no stimulants, no like, you know, tricky things about this. It's just giving you what your body needs. And when your body has that, you feel your best.
Which is so great too, because then you don't actually have to get 12 other things for this, this, and that. You can just start with your foundation, like a multivitamin. Give me what my body needs, and then it can, you know, supply it where it needs and have more of that consistent and sustained energy.
Yeah.
We have a staff member who uses it, like, after lunchtime, because a lot of us get that, like, afternoon 2 p.m. We're like, okay, I'm tired. So instead of doing it right away in the morning, which you can, that's another great way to do it, she likes to do it in the afternoon, and I'm like, genius. Like, spread out those nutrients. I like it.
Yep.
When you got a lot of people, there's no shortage of energy drinks out there and people using those around that time of day and everything. And the amount of money you spend on something like that when you could be getting something that actually is going to, it's not just going to cover things up or kind of, you know, give you almost a fake idea of energy and everything and, you know, con your brain and your body. Yeah. This stuff's actually doing it. And I will say too, if you don't want to take our word for it or anything, I encourage you to give this a try. And the difference that it makes for people, I can speak to a couple family members that started doing this kind of thing a while back. They were big energy drink people, you know, after a while trying to talk them down from that and everything, they've tried and they notice now their energy is natural. It feels like it's coming from their body. And with that, it lasts longer. They feel it throughout the day and everything. They, even at night, some ways, can feel a little bit more of an energy or not so much a jitteriness.
Yeah, you know, nobody wants that. You don't want to feel that jitteriness. You want to feel like that's sustained. And that's what's so great. Like, you're getting the B vitamins that your body needs to fuel and go where it needs to go. So that's a fantastic one. It's also kind of fun. It's in a drink formula, so it's like a little packet, or there's a tub where you can just put some in there, and that's nice too, because it's, we all need to drink more water too. So that's another great thing. Like, hey, I'm gonna get some water and I'm getting these nutrients. You know, adults that maybe can't swallow, or probably, I don't know, you probably dose it down a little bit and give it to kids too. I mean, there's a lot. It's because it's in a powder form, it's a really cool product like that.
It's a great one.
Absolutely. So some other ones that Cheryl talked about, because she is just fantastic. She has so much great knowledge to share. But some that we wanted to highlight is PEA, which is a really good one for, we've briefly talked about it, but it's good for a vast amount of things. But it's a great one for nerve support. So like like we talked about muscles before. And we've talked about pain and inflammation. This is specifically on the nerve side of it. People have used it for like TMJ, like that muscular as well as some nerve issues there. We've had people use it for just like deeper nerve, like sciatica. But it has some like fun side benefits, like it can be beneficial for mood, which okay, great. We all could use a little
sounds good
update on like mood support.
Just heard the staff say, "Give that to him." Give that. They're just, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all like, "Give it to James." Yeah,
exactly.
No, so it's like a really cool one that, again, another what we love about Terry is it's all like clinically studied. There's so much research. It's not like they're just, oh, we just saw this great idea. Let's put it in a bottle and like sell it to people. It's clinically studied. It's a fantastic product. So that's a fun one specifically for nerve related issues and PEA. Long COVID. It also helps with long COVID. So again, getting to like more of the neurological long COVID issues. So lots of benefits with that. And then iodine. Should we touch base a little bit on iodine? Because it's iodine's like a hidden gem.
Yeah, it's like a forgotten mineral, and it's not only forgotten, but it's depleted in our soils.
Yes.
So iodine used to be present in our food supply more readily, and now it really isn't. You know, we used to also have iodized salt, where we'd get some iodine. And now it's like, you know, you have sea salt or whatever. You have these nice fancy salts, which are wonderful, but they don't have any like added iodine to them. And so iodine is something that's very low in our diet.
And women are more likely to be deficient, 8 times more likely to be deficient in iodine than men, actually, too.
Yeah.
Which is just like another like kind of fact about
it.
Yeah, that's an essential nutrient for your thyroid. But it's also used by, like, every cell in your body has a receptor for iodine. And it's important for, you know, kind of protecting cellular health in, like, you know, major parts of your body. So it works for detoxification. It works for, you know, it also helps with like energy, and especially if you're low on iodine.
It's all part of like your metabolic health too, because it really controls like a lot of the hormones that go on in our body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a foundation. We all need it. We don't get it. Like Steve was saying, the soil is totally depleted of it. And then there's other things that interrupt it too. Like the absorption of it that we're getting in our foods or our water sources nowadays too. But it's cool. And there's different dosages too. We have, I think the lowest we have is 6.2 milligrams.
We might have a 3 milligram too.
Oh yeah, 3 milligram. Yeah. And then it goes up and really, really nice, a nice one just to add to your life. Like I'm going to try this to see how I feel. I mean, you can notice with energy. Mm-hmm. You can notice sometimes with like just how you carry your weight too. Mm-hmm. Like about hypothyroid. Mm. So those are other things, and we just need it for, I mean, everything.
Yeah.
I'm
really.
Like, how should I explain it?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, iodine, like a lot of minerals, kind of gets overlooked, and like recently magnesium's become very popular, and people have kind of realized, oh, there's not enough magnesium in our diet, and your body can't make magnesium, it can't make iodine. So if you're not getting in your diet, then there's a potential deficiency, a likely deficiency, really, especially with iodine. And, you know, in our parents' day, they used to give it to kids in school. They called them goiter pills because to prevent goiters, a deficiency syndrome, kind of like scurvy, your body will produce this big, like, growth under your chin by your thyroid. That's called a goiter. And, you know, back then the schools would give out these pills to these kids to try to prevent that. And that all that was iodine. It's probably good for them. But nowadays we don't do that anymore. So, you know, there's iodine, some things. And then I guess the other thing that's worth mentioning is, nowadays more than ever, there's things that block iodine, and compete for iodine with iodine in your body. So those things are common things that are in our food supply, like, chlorine that's in water to make
fluoride.
Fluoride also competes with iodine. Then there's bromines. You probably haven't heard of those. Sometimes they're in hot tubs or swimming pools, but they're also a conditioner in bread. So a lot of flour that you'd use in cooking, it's probably not even on the label, but they use bromine to condition the flour. They used to use iodine, but they don't. It's less expensive, so they don't use iodine anymore. Yeah. So the way to combat this oversupply of chlorine, fluoride, bromine is to take more iodine. Then your body can kind of outcompete it. So we probably need more iodine than we've ever needed.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of that is eye-opening to, I think, a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. We could all use iodine, essentially, as a takeaway. And speaking of takeaway, we want to talk about a little bit, a final teaser on some presentations we have coming up. So on July 23rd at 12 p.m., so this is more like afternoon come mm-hmm. to the yeah. presentation. We're just trying a different time frame.
I like it.
Yeah. It's summertime, so people's schedules are a little bit different.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
12 p.m. on July 23rd, we're going to do Taste and Talk about olive oil. Mm-hmm. So you're going to learn a little bit more about the benefits of olive oil, why you should take it, and then also do some tasting. So you'll really taste the difference of, like, this is more grassy, mm-hmm. this is more bitter, this is more peppery. Like, they all have different flavors.
Nobody's interested in, Katrina Liston.
I'm sorry. Buttery is another one you can get. Let's see, like, that, like, creaminess of it. Anyways, it's delicious. We all loved olive oil. Yeah. I know that.
No, olive oil has so many benefits. Other thing that's fun is almost all the olive oils we feature at our store are single source. They're all from one country or another mm-hmm. country. So we have a Greek olive oil, we have Spanish, Italian, Moroccan, American. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, it's also kind of tasting the flavors of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you have the same product, olive oil, right? But there's so many different ways that it comes to be, you know, mm-hmm. different places it grows, different terroir, yeah. Different taste.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Katrina said, there's all these wonderful tastes and you can't wait to try.
And you get to do it right in one stop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Learn and taste. Yeah, it's like a little taste of all these countries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. July 23rd at 12 p.m. Family Natural Foods. And then mark your calendar for September 16th at 4:30. We're going to do another herb walk.
Mm.
Of course, weather dependent. If it's like rainy and thunderstorms, we'll probably have to reschedule it at some point. But we did this last year, Stephen and Jamie and I a little bit. We led on this herb walk that we were at Wazicha, and there's going to be different herbs in September than there was in July when mm-hmm. we did it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun, and mm-hmm. we'll give a little bit more like how to use these herbs. Mm-hmm. It's fun because you get outside, you get to identify it, mm-hmm. we'll give you all sorts of random tips. So that's a fun one. That's September 16th at 4:30 p.m. herb walk, and that will be held at Lake Wazicha, Red Sands. So it won't be at Family Natural Foods. So come to Wazicha. We'll talk more about it later. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, mark your calendar for our 79th anniversary. That is October 3rd and 4th this year.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. 79. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy and fun. So, yeah, thank you all for the support for 79 years and three generations.
And nobody celebrates their anniversary like you guys over there. So we're definitely going to be talking about that as we lead up to it, like these presentations and some of the other things. And keep in mind, everybody, that we have spent some time together. We got to hang out, but we have only scratched the surface of things available for you over at Family Natural Foods. They've always got different sales going on and a wonderful staff that is there anxious to answer your questions.
That's right. Right.
Reach out to them, find out more, go into their website, familynaturalfood.com, stop on by at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Cannot encourage you enough to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things we've been talking about today and so much more. And you can share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the time, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. We'll talk again real soon. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you being here for another edition of Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic on WFHR.